Any other stories you can remember that your father told you?
Lots of things going on. During the war, he used to keep pigs down Riverside Road. I can remember he used to buy them as young pigs and fatten them up over a period of time. All the slaughterhouses were apparently registered by the government, and you had to send all animals to the slaughterhouses to kill them. And he used to send 8 pigs there, and he was allowed to keep one himself, and the rest he had to sell to the slaughterhouse. So it went into the meat business, meat industry. But the one he used to keep, we used to have it hanging on a step ladder in the spare bedroom at home.
Hanging?
What? Well, he used to go and slice and bit off in the morning and eat it.
That's good.
Yeah, I don't know if he must have given some of the rest away, I should think. Yeah. Didn't keep it for long.
And the tales about the brothers or anything?
And he used to keep chickens down Riverside Road as well. I can remember they had one cockerel that was particularly nasty, and he had to put an old oil drum or something on the walkway to stop it going across and chasing people. So if you walked over, you had to move the drum behind you and carry on. Because spare land at Riverside Road, they used to let as allotments to various people, local people. In fact, they still had some until very recently. The last one was given up last year, I think. The Wildlife Association used to presumably collect rents for them. But
no other tales about brothers or anything? What was it like? What can you remember? Or did your father say anything about what it was like living in three-bedroom house in Albert Street? Six sons and 6 daughters.
Yeah, well, they used to, when they got to teenagers or older, they used to obviously go out in the evenings, and the rule was the last one locks the door, and the last one came back one Saturday night or something and shut the door, and then my grandfather came home afterwards, couldn't get in, so he smashed the door down. Yeah, my grandmother, Blanks was her married name. Her maiden name was Thrussell.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And her father moved, I think he was born around Wheathampstead somewhere. Well, he was Charles Thrussell, her father. And he was born at Gustwood, wherever that is, in 1853. And her name was Ada Annie. And her father was a labourer at Supwell Farm, living in a farm cottage there. But at some point he moved in with my grandmother to St Albans and used to live there. And my mother used to tell me that he couldn't read or write, and he started work when he was 5, scaring birds off of fields dressed in a smock. And he apparently was quite a character. He used to like a pint of beer, but he didn't used to spend very much money because he didn't have much. But at Christmas Eve, he always used to come home drunk from the pub into Camp Road. And Mum and her sisters used to say to him, "You're stupid, why do you come back like that?" He said, "Well, it's all right, it's only once a year and it's free, so I've got to have it." I haven't got a picture of him.
But the name Thrussell, I've got from the census returns, so
yeah.
That's in the book.